Chapter 2. Evie marched into the kitchen of Buttermead Farm 30 minutes later and found her Nana Agnes washing fruit in the white butler sink, listening to Simple Minds. Agnes Stewart was slim, with silvery hair styled in a bob that accentuated the heart-shaped contours of her face. The kitchen was large, with oak beams across the ceiling and bright yellow walls, one of Evie's mam's more successful creative whims. There was a large blue aga to the left of the room, which helped to keep the house warm all year round. Farmhouse-style cabinets and a massive dresser filled the opposite wall, and the sink and more cupboards ran underneath a large open window from where fresh summer air wafted in. From here, you could see a small kitchen garden filled with various vegetables and fruit, including green beans and strawberries. And beyond that, rolling green hills scattered with sheep framed by a set of mountains. The centre of the room was taken up by a square oak table surrounded by 8 chairs. Above that hung a white chandelier which had provided mood lighting for most of the dramas throughout Evie's 30 years, including recently. "Choose a song, Tiki. This one's almost done," Agnes hummed to the grey African parrot sitting on top of a large cage near the door which led to the hallway. The bird was preening its glossy plumage and the glorious red tail feathers that decorated its rump.
"Waterfront,"
the parrot squawked, blinking a straw-coloured eye. "You always choose that one, cutie," Agnes grumbled affectionately, drying her hands, fiddling with her mobile and putting the song on. Evie closed the door behind her and Agnes turned. "Ah, you're back," she grinned but didn't move from the sink. "I heard you missed the hot toddy at the airport." He wasn't best pleased. Agnes's Scottish accent was faint. She'd been born locally but had been educated in the South until her mid-teens, returning only for school holidays, until she'd fallen in love with Evie's granda one summer, and a couple of years later they'd decided to elope. The decision had resulted in Evie's da, Grant, and Haggie.